Around the country, most people seem to be taking the latest FBI warning in stride, considering it to be part of the new normal. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
With the Olympics in full shuss and McTwist, it's hard to imagine security being any tighter in Salt Lake City. According to a spokeswoman for the Utah Olympic Public Safety Command, quote, "We were at the highest state of alert to begin with." Olympic goer Bev Wood, who traveled from Rockford, Illinois to watch the games, said, "We've got to keep going.
We just can't let it stop us. And we know that there's all kinds of security here, and we've seen it on TV, and I try not to react to it, really. I just try not to let it get the best of me."
Around the country, many police departments report that they've been on maximum alert ever since September 11th, and this nonspecific threat doesn't change anything. Sergeant Earl Smith is a police spokesman in Columbus, Ohio.
"We take steps, but we can't cancel days off. We can't hold everybody over. Our officers would be worn to a frazzle in a couple of weeks, and we wouldn't have any resources available."
The New York City Police Department also remains at the highest alert. This morning in Manhattan, the Port Authority bus terminal was evacuated after a man allegedly placed a bag in front of a police desk and said it contained a bomb. The device turned out to be harmless. The man was arrested and sent for a psychiatric evaluation. Commuters at Port Authority complained of hour-long delays as a result of the scare, but they weren't terribly alarmed by the incident. Michael Abramson from Wayne, New Jersey, says he's a fatalist.
"I don't think it's over. I don't think anyone believes it's over. It's a matter of when it would happen again."
Abramson says just look at the post-September 11th changes around this bus terminal.
"They've removed the trash cans when I can't find a place to throw a tissue because of some place to put a bomb, that somebody may be placing a bomb. But then somebody could be wired up. Then somebody could be in the men's room or a woman's room. You never know."
A woman at Port Authority, who gave her name only as Dina from Passaic, New Jersey, said, "I put my faith in God.
I trust that they cannot attack, because I think that now everybody's on alert. And if all that not going to help, then hey, Sarah, Sarah, whatever will be, will be. But we hope for the best. Take it as it goes. I'm also the survivor of the Holocaust. And so I'm here, right? So I hope it's going to be okay."
Outside a small shopping center in Atlanta, Robert Searfaw said he is worried about people loose in this country who could cause trouble, but the FBI warning didn't help him much.
"You know, I'm not sure what high alert means. I think I've been watchful of people that would be profiled if I saw somebody, you know, with a headscarf on and riding a bicycle with a backpack that looked like it had explosives or something in it. I might be alert for that kind of thing, but I don't know what to be alert for."
And his friend Shirlene Johnson added she thinks she may be growing complacent.
"The one right after 9/11, I think it was the Halloween alert. I was really fired up about that. I guess it was because it was so close to 9/11. I was a little cautious, and I said I was not going to go out on Halloween night, and I advised all my friends and family not to, so I guess 5 months later, I just relaxed some."
On Beacon Hill in Boston, Kathleen Logue said she and a friend had just been talking about how normal these alerts have come to seem.
"It's almost like you get used to it now. It's not as frightening as it was before, because not that it's almost like you really don't believe it's going to happen. I don't know. At the beginning, if we had heard this right at the beginning, right after it, I would have been terrified and probably afraid to come to work. But now it's almost like I dismiss it as though it's not going to happen. And I know that's bad."
Bad, or perhaps a fine way to cope with the threat that's now woven into the fabric of daily life. Melissa Block, NPR News.